Just so you know, there's no way you can really see everything in one visit to the new Perot Museum. So here's a suggestion. Take a look at the visitor's guide, choose a few of the 11 exhibit halls, and get ready to be touchy-feely with what you find. Because that's something you can do.
Run your fingers over some common textures you might feel when you're out in the prairies. We've got the seeds of the bluestem grass.
In the Discovery Life Hall on the second floor, you can experience three Texas ecosystems, including the Blackland Prairie, which has nearly disappeared from North Texas. Debbie Olstein helped design the display.
One of the cool things about it is you really get to see how deep the prairie grass roots grow, which sustain the grass.
I'm looking at a cross-section of what it would look like beneath the ground, and we can see that the roots go 2, 3, 4, 5 feet.
Yeah, exactly. It's a diverse environment with lupine, beautiful purple flowers. There's turkey, coyote, bird of prey above.
You can press buttons and hear the prairie. You can smell it, too.
Texas mountain laurel. That's a beautiful smell.
Unlike, perhaps.
You're going to ask me to smell coyote urine. Okay. You know, I'll take the mountain laurel.
Oh, right.
Across the hall, there's interaction overload for the techie crowd.
We're in the Texas Instruments Engineering and Innovation Hall, and it's a chance to showcase for kids the exciting things they can learn with math and science.
Texas Instruments' Gail Chandler showed off a digital music room where you can play instruments through a computer. There's a contraption that uses your brain's electrical activity to launch ping pong balls through a tube when you place your forehead against a sensor. And would-be engineers like Mark Dalliger can design a computer program that moves a robot through a maze.
I'm trying to program this robot virtually here, and then I'll put it on that course and hopefully make it to the finish line.
How are you doing?
I've failed several times, but I'm going to get it.
Spin a wheel in the Gems and Minerals Hall, and you'll open a 5-foot grape jelly geode that's filled with crystals. Or ogle a 50-pound chunk of gold that shimmers behind protective glass. The guy in the uniform, he's on display too. Security to protect all the valuables.
So going to grab my 3D glasses.
In the Hall of Birds, you can design your own feathered friend. Then put on 3D glasses, flap your wings, and fly along as your bird soars and dives.
I'm heading down. I see some beautiful mountains skirting the cliff. Staying alive.
Then in the museum's biggest exhibit space, get ready to feel small. You'll be surrounded by the giant skeletons of animals who lived millions of years ago, including the 85-foot Alamosaurus dinosaur who takes center stage. The hall's curator, paleontologist Tony Fiorillo, hopes these fossils affect young visitors the way similar exhibits affected him.
My choice for a career was entirely influenced by the fact that I grew up going to a natural history museum. And it would be my hope that this great museum that we've built, that we are inspiring the next generation or two in the sciences.
And if you haven't had enough of dinosaurs after that, go to the indoor track at the sports hall and challenge a T-Rex to a foot race. And if you lose, which you probably will as his image pounds past you on a screen, take heart in knowing you can ask for a rematch. Because seeing the rest of the Perot Museum means you'll have to return another time or two. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.